So what club are we all joining?
I said I'd walk here. I didn't say I'd join anything.
Come on, Zig. New season, new adventure. Come on, how about film club? Watch some old movies.
I want to steal these movies, I just pirate them, idiots.
Okay, okay, how about show choir? Hmm? Okay, maybe not.
Look, even if anyone wanted us in their clubs, there's nothing here for people like us.
People like us?
Unique outsiders.
Ooh, I like it.
And if the unique outsiders could do anything here, what would it be?
Something like Burning Man. It's this crazy event in the desert. All these artists go there and create art and just explore.
You know, it would be really cool to turn the school into like a weird artsy funhouse for a night.
Yeah, you know, we should pitch that to student council. And the whole rubber room could help.
These delinquents?
Yes. Then we could prove to everyone that we don't deserve the terrible reputation that this room gives us. Tiny, you'll help us run an arts night, right? Tiny. What the hell?
Good morning, everyone. Before we begin, Mr. Simpson has asked to do a search of your lockers. You know the drill. What were you saying again about our reputations?
Be the hero of your own story. Join Comic Book Society today.
And never get any action.
Dude, I'm trying to attract club members.
Yeah, I know, but like, why?
To meet people, to have sparkling intellectual conversations with like-minded individuals.
You mean girls?
Not just girls.
Chewie, it's spring. If you want to get girls, let's just borrow one of my dad's convertibles. Let's go joyriding.
I'm not looking for bimbos who are attracted to shiny objects, thanks.
I'd say single girl signed up.
Miles, audio alert.
You think so?
Yeah, that's a girl who has taste. That's a girl who's not afraid to take risks. That's a girl who...
is my sister.
Frankie? But why is your annoying little sister signing up for my club?
A joyride with bimbos doesn't look so bad now, does it, Chewie?
I'll meet my soulmate in Comic Book Society, you'll see. And no, she won't just be a comic book character.
Insane. Where's Zig?
Still think they'd let us do a little arts night?
I'll call it Zig's locker.
Better hope it's clean.
But why wouldn't it be clean?
He hangs out with Tiny. A lot.
So? What does that mean?
Tiny and his buddies kind of run their neighborhood, and it's trade, if you know what I mean.
Gang?
Why are you so worried about him? Oh, I get it. You two are finally shacking up at Casa Blondie.
What? I'm not into him. Just don't want to see him throw his life away.
All right, back to class, everyone.
Grace, see, we have to do this arts night and we have to get Zig involved.
Why?
To keep him busy. And what if next time his locker isn't clean?
It is gorgeous out. Time to spend some more time outdoors.
Yeah, I feel like allergies.
I was thinking we could go for some bike rides, some dips in the lake.
Okay, what are you selling?
What do you think of doing a triathlon with me?
I already signed up for salsa dancing.
But wouldn't it be way more fun to get super fit with your super fun friend? Think of all the girl time.
Hey, boo. Ready to try the forbidden dance tonight?
Salsa isn't the forbidden dance.
Wait until you see me do it.
Okay, I get it. It's a couple's thing.
Well, you can come too.
And dance with whom? I'm utterly single, remember?
Well, maybe you'll meet a cute Latin boy.
Or Drew Torres.
Present, ready to show you that my hips don't lie, baby.
Nope, never mind. I will just join the triathlon club by myself. Maybe going alone is exactly the shot in the arm I need.
Zig, come eat with me.
I'm busy, actually.
Come on, my treat. Do you want pizza rolls, poutine, chocolate pudding, an apple? Are you in a gang?
What?
Is that your color?
What, gray? You're being ridiculous.
It's tiny. Is he in a gang? He is, isn't he? Oh, God.
Look, Tiny is a good guy, okay? When I was on my own, he and his friends, they looked out for me. They gave me money for food.
In exchange for what?
Odd jobs or whatever. But I'm done with that now, okay? I live with you. You said pizza rolls, right?
Push it, ladies! Visualize that hill and get to the top of it. You'll be destroying triathlons in no time. And back down to zero. Good warm-up, everybody. You know, take a minute to cool down before we tackle the big climbs, okay? Oh, that was a warm-up. Thirsty? Like I'm gonna die.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
If you're a beginner, you should probably start slow.
I think I'll be fine.
Let me guess. Just broke up with a guy. Now you're here to get fit.
Two guys, actually. And my friends seem to have zero interest in spending time with me.
Women.
So, should I quit?
Nah. Any excuse to exercise is a good excuse to exercise. But if you really want to forget about those losers, you should come hang out with me and my friends later.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing?
It's top secret. But if you come, I promise it'll be worth it. Okay, let's go. Come on, everybody.
The Degrassi Panorama. See Degrassi from fresh new perspectives.
We take different school spaces and give them each to an artist or group to create a project, experience, or installation.
Yes, and then we'll invite the students, parents, and community to come explore.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like a lot of work. Who'd run it?
We would, along with our other classmates from the remedial room.
The rubber room kids? Aren't they the reason our lockers keep getting searched?
I'm sorry, did you tie your shoes this morning?
Excuse me?
Well, I just mean, being a dumb jock, that Velcro might be more your speed. Doesn't feel good to be judged by false reputation, does it?
He's got a point.
Yeah, he does. But still, they are inexperienced.
Don't worry, I'll supervise.
We can do it?
Yeah, event approved. And, meeting adjourned, guys.
Yes! Now we just have to prove them wrong.
Why, hello there. Would you sexy, interesting ladies enjoy a book about another sexy, interesting lady? Just like you?
Just like them.
What, you don't think they enjoy it?
Absolutely. But Orchid's a teen prostitute, so unless that's what you're calling them.
What, did you just go on Wikipedia so you could come here and pretend you know what you're talking about?
No. I actually like comics.
I've known you since you were five, and I've never seen you read a single comic book.
There's lots you don't know about me.
What I do know is it feels a lot like the time you begged me and Miles to come to Wonderland, and what, we went on the Mindbuster and you barfed so we had to stay off the rides the whole day and babysit you? I didn't even get to ride the behemoth.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna barf on your precious comic books. Wow, who you could draw?
Oh, I'm full of surprises. You think anyone's actually gonna come and pitch ideas?
Yeah, you guys are running like the coolest event ever. I've already got some ideas brewing in the old brain box.
I gotta take this one sec. Yeah, hello? Yeah, one second.
Polite, handsome, and just school and the arts. It's a whole new zig.
I know, I think living here is really changing his life around.
All the way around to Crushworthy?
No, definitely not. We should color this. Where are the markers?
I think Zig grabbed them.
Okay. Tristan.
Oh my God, Jack.
What is this?
Backyard axe throwing league.
Is this what you do for fun?
Oh, fun? You want to see fun?
Want to throw? Okay. No, I don't suppose you brought a picture of your ex for the bullseye. Well, he will just have to imagine he is up there. Okay. Legs bent. And hands. Yep, good. Go ahead. Well done.
This is incredible.
Take boys out of the picture.
Whole world opens up.
It's a ladies' night.
It's a ladies' night.
Okay, so we'll hear all the pitches and then we'll ask a couple of questions. Got it?
Where's your buddy?
Oh, here he is. One sec. What's up?
Did your mom mention anything about going through my bag or anything, did she?
She didn't find your weed. Because I flushed it.
You what?
You said you weren't dealing.
It wasn't mine.
So what? Say it was in my house. Look, we have to get started, okay?
Are you kidding me? No, I have to go fix this enormous mess that you made.
I should just erase it, right?
It's kind of hilarious. You don't think you should see it?
Too late.
What is this and why is my name on it?
Looks like Frankie and Keisha were playing MASH last class.
MASH?
Mansion, apartment, shack, house. You write up the options for career, car, and husband, and then you pick a number to determine your fate.
Frankie got international super spy, living in a mansion, driving a Maybach, married to you.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Except you may be the shack of the guys.
Drew, Dallas, Blake, all hotties.
And you're the dud.
Okay, first up, Tristan Milligan. All right, thanks.
My panorama room will be about... anticipation. Based on the idea that fun is in the journey, not the destination. I'll set up a piano under a spotlight.
The music and the headphones, people from all different groups could come together and dance in silence. I call it Silent Dance Party.
Is that an appropriate name?
Are you making fun of it?
No. No, I like it. We'll let you know. There's the last one. Ready to narrow it down to a short list?
Can I actually do that on my own?
Sure you can handle that? Okay. Good luck.
Grace, I need your help with Zig.
God, you stuck your nose in it again, didn't you?
He's stealing drugs again. Or he was. I flushed them.
Wow. Was that ever a bad idea?
I just wanted him to stop.
If he's really working with Tiny, with those guys, he can't.
Why?
For starters, he owes them money. He gets the weed up front. If he sells, he takes a small cut and gives the rest to Tiny. Tiny takes a cut and gives the rest to the guy above him, and so on.
So it's like a pyramid scheme.
Not everything's about money. Let me show you. All right. Zig used to live here, on Tiny's block. He could either join these guys or get hassled by them.
Okay, so by joining, he's safe in his neighborhood?
Not even. Gangs are small now. 10 to 12 guys, maybe. Territory's small, too. There's another clique here. These are Bloods. MS-13 is here. Et cetera. Et cetera. School is here.
So he needs the gang to get to school safely. But he doesn't live there anymore.
He still sees some of those guys every day. And now, thanks to you, he owes them a bunch of money. Where are you going? This is the opposite of staying out of it.
So, are you walking home with me, or do triathletes run exclusively? I was kidding, Claire.
I think I overdid it at triathlon club.
How do you mean?
It took me 10 minutes to sit down. I don't think I'm getting back up.
Let me help you.
I can't lift my arm either.
Why, were you running on your hands?
I went to an axe throwing league with Jack from Triathlon Club.
Wait, Jack, as in Imogen's friend Jack?
It was so cool. Out in the woods, we had beer and tossed axes. It was just a bunch of ladies and no one mentioned guys even once.
Yeah, because aren't all those girls gay?
Are they? I don't know. So what?
So maybe you'll find yourself with some new suitors.
Because it's crazy to think they'd want to hang out with me just because I'm fun to be around.
Let me help you.
No. I will be fine on my own.
Okay. Yeah, you look fine.
Ow.
Pa, you know what? You're pretty scary for a little girl. What do you want?
Let's say go.
He's not in here, I swear. Look.
Stop making me do stuff for you. It's $300. That should cover the stuff, right?
Who'd you rob?
My birthday cards for the past 2 years.
He sent you to do this?
No, but he's out, okay?
All right. Just promise me one thing.
Anything.
Never sneak up on me again.
All right, where is she?
You gonna fight my sister? I don't know, man. She might be able to take you.
Hardy har har. No. But I am gonna give her a piece of my mind.
All right, well, either way, I'm gonna go pop some popcorn to watch this.
Hey! Hey, Frankie! Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you. You know...
That on purpose.
I made you the world's worst swimmer on purpose.
You got into that bikini to distract me.
I don't need an elaborate plan to make you look dumb.
Yet you've been doing it all week at the club meetings, using me in your little game as the loser.
Who says you were the loser?
Wait, so you left that on the board?
Because I wanted you to see it. Miles can never know about this.
Looks like someone's in a hurry. I may have pushed just a little bit too hard on the bike yesterday.
Okay, so I was,
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you were right. Yeah, you'll get used to it. Don't worry.
I may have pushed a little hard at something else yesterday, too. My reinvention, my boy-hating.
I don't follow.
This isn't easy for me to say, but I'm not gay.
I know.
You do.
Claire, you're obsessed with guys.
So we can still be friends.
Duh. Now get limbered up, we're going on a long run.
Oh, about that?
Just stretch really well and run slowly.
Wow. Thanks. It's really nice to have some support.
You're a cool girl, Claire. Even if you are a hetero.
What about Becky's puppy palace?
Dozen tiny puppies in a little castle. How about yes, and I get to supervise all night.
Okay.
I have to go.
Where?
Don't worry about it.
With Tiny, you don't have to.
You don't understand.
Yes, I do. Zig, I paid him for the drugs. You don't owe him anything.
You what? You let him know that you know that. No wonder he sounds pissed.
What's he making you do?
I won't know until I get there. That collection, maybe.
Like, hurting someone? Zig, is there gonna be guns?
I don't know, okay? Just listen, I have to go.
No, Zig, you can't.
I have to.
Please stay. For me.
Okay.